Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Friday, July 3rd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Apple officially announced its new car key feature at WWDC last month, teasing that BMW drivers would be the first people able to use it. Now, the BMW Connected app for iPhone and Apple Watch has been updated with support for car key. In the release notes for the update, BMW says that users will be able to create their car key in the Connected application, then be able to access the key from the Wallet app on their iPhone or Apple Watch. According to BMW, the car key functionality is available for a broad range of models, but only if manufactured after July 1st, 2020. BMW says you can check to see if your car is compatible via the Vehicle tab in the BMW Connected application. As we've said before, you'll need an iPhone XR, iPhone XS, or newer to access car key functionality, while Apple Watch support is limited to the newest Apple Watch Series 5. Finally, what's important to keep in mind here is that car key will require that your iPhone is running iOS 13.6, which is not yet available to the general public. Currently, iOS 13.6 is in developer and public beta testing, but its release is clearly imminent given this BMW Connected update. Once iOS 13.6 is readily available to everyone, BMW drivers will be able to lock and unlock their car via their iPhone or Apple Watch, as well as to start the car when the iPhone is placed in the car's smartphone tray. Finally, you'll also be able to share access to your car with other people through iMessage and put certain restrictions in place, such as a speed limit. In other news, Apple announced macOS Big Sur with a redesigned interface and new features such as widgets, Control Center, and more at WWDC. The update also brings some important changes that weren't mentioned at the event, including support for installing software updates faster in the background. Currently, users are unable to use their Mac during an update installation, which can take up to an hour depending on the size of the new update. Both the preparation and installation processes are done on boot, so the system remains inaccessible until the update is complete. But according to a note on Apple's website, macOS Big Sur makes the software update process faster by running part of the process in the background. Apple says that once macOS Big Sur is installed, software updates begin in the background and complete faster than before, so it's easier to keep your Mac up to date and secure. Apple also mentions that macOS 11 has a new technology that protects your system from tampering, which also helps to install those updates more quickly. Apple hasn't detailed how these updates are installed, but we assume the process is now similar to iOS. On iPhone and iPad, the system prepares the update and the necessary files before rebooting. As a result, users will have to wait less time during the boot process to get everything up and running. macOS 11 Big Sur is currently available as a developer beta, but a public beta will be released later this month. We are sponsored this week by Direct Mail. Get 10% off your first email campaign at directmailmac.com/9TO5. If you're looking to grow your business or stay in touch with fans and followers, take a look at Direct Mail for Mac, the number one rated email marketing app for macOS. Customers love Direct Mail because it's built specifically for the Mac. This means that you can get your work done in half the time using all of the technologies on the Mac that you've grown to love. Drag and drop, integration with other apps, and more. There's no more waiting for a slow web page to load or fumbling with a browser. Direct Mail lets you do everything natively on your Mac. Direct Mail also has customizable templates that look great on all devices and helpful customer service staffed by real humans, not chatbots. Send your first email campaign today with a free download of Direct Mail. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 10% off of all of the Direct Mail full-feature plans. You can head over to directmailmac.com/9to5 and see how they can help your business grow. That's directmailmac.com/9TO5. To round out this week, let's check in with Trevor Doherty from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals of the holiday weekend.
This weekend's best deals at 9 to 5 Toys include up to $500 off Apple's previous generation iPad Pro, delivering a number of new all-time lows over at B&H. You can save on both Wi-Fi and cellular models, discounted to some of the best offers we've seen all time. Best Buy also has its annual July 4 sale now underway through the weekend, which includes deals on Apple Watch Series 3 from $169, HomePod at $200, and the latest MacBook Pro at $899. Of course, you'll find all of this weekend's best deals over at 9to5toys.com. Make sure you're also following along on Twitter at 9to5toys so you don't miss out on any of our favorite deals or the coolest new gear that we share with our readers every day.
That wraps up another week of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, if you like the show, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or Overcast or wherever you listen every day. It's also very helpful if you leave us a rating and a review. Again, my thanks to Direct Mail for Mac for sponsoring this week's episodes. You can learn more at directmailmac.com/9to5. You can keep up with all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at ChanceHMiller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple news.